Every winter and spring, small lakes covered with snow and ice have what's called a winter kill of many of its fish. Fish that go belly up because they're starved for oxygen. DNR fisheries biologist Skip Sommerfeld says aeration pumps are set up around some of these lakes if they can find a cooperator willing to foot the $800 to $1,200 annual bill.
And by cooperator, I mean someone who would take over operation of the system, assume operational costs, electrical costs, as well as barricading.
Little Clam Lake in the Shawamigan National Forest is the latest small lake to get this system installed. Sommerfeld says the idea is to bubble the water, leaving a hole in the ice where sunlight can get through and allow plants to grow and give off oxygen.
It's kind of a misconception that the air bubbling is providing the oxygen, but in fact, it's the current setup bringing the warm water up, melting the ice and creating an open water area, and it's that air-water interface.
Since many of these lakes are out in the boonies and off the grid, many of these pumps are powered by diesel, solar, or wind power. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.